The Gospel Fireside Hour.
Walking along life road one day, I heard a voice so sweetly say, a place of his...
From Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we bring you the regular Sunday night broadcast conducted by Pastor Watson Argue. Gospel Fireside Hour. Calvary Temple, Winnipeg's evangelistic center, is on the air.
My home, sweet home.
Good evening, friends. We're back again. I wish you would please stir that fire a little and throw on another log. Then pull your chair up a little closer and get real comfortable. That's right. Thank you. And now the young people of the radio group sing, Take Time to Be Holy. Glad to remind our radio friends that we are now broadcasting each Sunday night over four radio stations. This is the Gospel Fireside Hour from Calvary Temple, Winnipeg. Inga Thornson sings one of Gypsy Smith's songs, Not Dreaming.
Save turns to dawn. Love's night is beaming. So if I'm dreaming, let me dream on. Oh, let me fight on for Jesus, my Savior, and tell of the love He so wondrously gave, preaching or singing or living or dying. In life or in death, He is mighty to save.
Quartet sings an old revival song, Love Lifted Me.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, thinking to rise no more. But the Master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now saved am I. Love lifted even me.
Marguerite Smythe sing a gospel duet, God's beautiful morning.
Are you undone with the toil of the day? Almost too weary to think or to pray. Look to the hills where we'll gather someday. In the morning, God's beautiful morning. In the morning, God's beautiful morning, we shall meet in that wonderful day. With earth's trials all past, we shall gather at last in the morning, God's beautiful morning. Oh, what rejoicing when friend meets with friend. In that bright city where joys never end, glad songs of praise and thanksgiving will blend. In the morning, God's beautiful morning. In the morning, shall meet in that wonderful day. With earth's trials all past, we shall gather at last in the morning, God's beautiful
Now the young people of the radio group sing a song your mother used to sing, Sweet Hour of Prayer.
Passing through the air, farewell.
Tonight, we are bringing you a few thoughts about heaven. And first, in poem form, the story of a Christian doctor who was ready for the place of many mansions. Old Doc Brown. He was just an old Christian doctor in a little Kentucky town. Fame and fortune had passed him by, but we never saw him frown. As day by day, in his kindly way, he served us, one and all. Many a patient forgot to pay, although Doc's fees were small. But old Doc Brown didn't seem to mind. He didn't even send out bills. His only ambition was to find sure cures for aches and ills. By nearly half the folks in town, yes, I'm one of them too, were ushered in by old Doc Brown when we made our first debut. Though he needed his dimes, and there were times that he'd receive a fee, he'd pass it on to some poor soul that needed it worse than he. So when the Depression hit our town and drained each meager purse, the scanty income of old Doc Brown just went from bad to worse. He had to sell his furniture, couldn't pay his office rent, so to a dusty room or the livery stable, Doc Brown and his satchel went. On the hitching post at the curb below to advertise his wares, he nailed a little sign that read, Doc Brown has moved upstairs. There he kept on helping folks get well. His heart was just pure gold. But anyone with eyes could tell that Doc was getting old. And one day, he didn't answer. When they knocked upon his door, old Doc Brown was a-lying down, but his soul was there no more. They found him there in that old black suit. On his face was a smile of content, but all the money they could find on him was a quarter and a copper cent. So they opened up his ledgers. What they saw gave their hearts a pull. Besides each debtor's name, old Doc had writ these words, paid in full. It looked like the pauper's field for Doc. That caused us some alarm, till someone remembered the family graveyard out on the Simmons farm. Old Doc brought in six of their children, and Simmons was grateful because, he said, Doc's been like one of the family, so you can let him sleep with us. Old Doc should have a funeral fine enough for a king. It wasn't any joke. Our town was broke, and no one could give a thing. Except Jones, the undertaker. He did mighty well, donating an old iron casket he'd never been able to sell. And the funeral procession, it wasn't much for grace and pomp and style. But those wagon loads of mourners, they stretched out for more than a mile. And we breathed a prayer as we laid him there to rest beneath the sod. This man who'd earned the right to be on speaking terms with God. His grave was covered with flowers, but not from the floral shops. Just roses and things from folks' gardens and one or two dandelion tops. For the Depression had hit our little town hard. And each man carried a load, so some just picked the wild flowers as they passed along the road. We wanted to give him a monument, kinda figured we owed him one, 'cause he'd made our town a better town for all the good he'd done. But monuments cost money, so we did the best we could. On his grave we gently placed a monument of wood. We pulled up that old hitching post where Doc had nailed his sign, and we painted it white, and to all of us, it certainly did look fine. Now the rains and snows have washed away our white trimmings of paint, And there ain't nothing left but Doc's own sign, and that is getting faint. Still, when southern breeze and twinkling stars caress our sleeping town, and the pale moon shines through Kentucky pines on the grave of old Dark Brown, you can still see that old hitching post, as if in answer to our prayers, mutely telling the whole wide world, Doc Brown has moved upstairs. Do you have an office, a mansion, waiting for you upstairs? You can have one. Listen, while we tell you more about it. In the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 11 and verse 16, we read, "Now they desire a better country. He hath prepared for them a city." When we attempt to tell some people who are not familiar with the Bible that there is a better country than this one in which we live, it's hard for them to understand. You know, this is a wonderful country. When you consider this great continent, bordered by great oceans, our great forests and rich mines, the beautiful mountain chains, the rich fertile valleys, the beautiful fields of waving golden grain, our fruit orchards, the great agricultural centers, our metropolitan cities, and then our fine homes with every modern scientific device. Why, you can sit by your home and hear voices from your radio, voices from all over the world. And we press buttons, and electrical servants move into action to do our work. But with all of this, I'm sure there is not a family listening to me tonight, but what can point to a little mound or gravestone in a lonely cemetery, calling you back to a certain day when the black cloud of death hung over your home and called away one of your loved ones. And you sat there in sadness with your heart strings torn asunder. Oh, I know. That's the time you were glad to know that there is another country, a better country. Abraham knew about it, for he looked for that city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Hear the sweet singer of Israel, David, as he picks up his golden harp, and on it strikes a golden chord and sings, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And the master, when surrounded by his disciples, announced his soon approaching death. It filled their hearts with sadness and the future with darkness. But his words of comfort were, "I go to prepare a place for you." And then the great apostle Paul one time whispered, "We know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, an house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." Friends, it will be a city without griefs or graves, without sin or sorrow, without births or burials, without marriages or mourning. A city that glories in having Jesus for its king, angels for its guards, and saints for its citizens. May God help us to so live that when sunset's tint touches life's west window, we'll hear our heavenly Father say, "Enter thou to the joys of thy Lord." And just this thought in closing, Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you." Heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Only those who make the preparation will be able to enter that city. May God help you to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Confess your sins to him. Believe that he is the Son of God and that he died for you. And be ready for the place of many mansions. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we pray that everyone listening to this broadcast tonight may someday meet thee on that beautiful shore in the sweet by and by. For thy name's sake, amen. We have time to hear the radio group sing just the chorus of that old hymn, "In the Sweet By and By." The past 2 weeks, we have sent a box of 14 beautiful scripture text Christmas cards to each one sending an offering to keep the Gospel Fireside Hour on the air. We have decided to extend this one more week. These are the kind of Christmas greeting cards Christians should send. They are really beautiful and have a scripture verse and a Christmas greeting on each one. And there are envelopes to match. To buy these cards in a store would cost you about 75 cents or a dollar. So if you can make your offering that amount or more, it certainly will be appreciated. You will get the cards which you need, and you will help us send the gospel by radio to tens of thousands of listeners. This seems to be the greatest way of reaching the masses with the gospel. We are counting on your help. And may I ask every Christian to definitely pray that thousands will give their hearts to Christ while listening to the Gospel Fireside Hour. And don't forget that letter and that offering. Address your letter to Pastor Watson Argue, Calvary Temple, Winnipeg, Manitoba. If you forget that, just Calvary Temple, Winnipeg will always reach us. Here's one more request. Be sure to mention what station you hear us over. Please do that without fail. God bless you. You threw on the fire half an hour ago. Nothing left but the red glow of dying embers. Well, that's all right. But don't ever let the fire of God go out on the altar of your heart. And now, whoever you are, and wherever you are, in a palace or a cottage, on the prairie or by the sea, may God bless and keep you, and you, and you. Good night.
From Calvary Temple in Winnipeg, we have brought you the Gospel Fireside Hour, the regular Sunday evening broadcast conducted by Pastor Watson Argue.